92 and you check her up here in the Playhouse. And today, boys and girls, a special treat. Some more of that international flavor. We have John the Chancellor. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Chuck, how are you?
I'm just fine today. We're very excited to have you here in the Playhouse. So, you know, let's get down to brass tacks here. Since you'd be the man to ask, why do you think that Mikhail Gorbachev chose Minnesota to visit?
Well, I'm very disappointed. I thought that he chose it because it was the city in the United States that knew most how to handle winter weather. But I think by far the most valuable thing that Mikhail Gorbachev could find in Minneapolis and St. Paul is the way that these cities deal with the kind of winter they have in Russia and to make their cities better.
Well, I think that's a very valid point, you know. One man's ceiling is another man's floor. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Well, the new book is very interesting. It kind of gives a third party's perspective. How'd you come up with that?
Well, I wrote the book because I realized that millions of Americans were underestimating the strength of their own country.
You know, there's one thing you didn't cover. How does one become a chancellor in this day and age? Is it a grandfather thing where you are born into it? Are you elected into it? How does one become one?
Well, I was only in the government for... I was in the Army, along with a lot of other people, a long time ago.
Well, as chancellor, what avenues do you have to overcome in the job?
Well, I don't know. I think what I'm trying to do now is not only to be a commentator, but to write some books that say things that maybe you can't say in a minute and a half on NBC Nightly News. And that's what this book called Peril and Promise is all about.
NBC Nightly News.
Yes.
It's a wonderful institution. How'd that get started?
When I began working for NBC in 1950, and you felt it was a kind of a public institution you were joining. Now, in broadcasting, business has taken over, and I'm perfectly happy, and they treat me very well, but it's not the same world it was back in 1950, and I think, Chuck, you probably know that.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, starting out in radio in Minot, I remember the old days. It was more of a free-form journalistic feel. And now when we come to the big markets like Minneapolis or New York, it's more of a heavy-handed feel.
Well, I think it is, but, you know, all media change. They're constantly changing. I don't know how old you are, Chuck, but I'm old enough to remember that back in about 1963 or 1964, we lost one of the most important parts of media in America when the Saturday Evening Post, Look magazine, Life magazine, Collier's magazine went out of business.
Well, if you can imagine what it was like 30 years ago, and you look at the versions we've taken now, you one can imagine what'll happen in the year 2010.
Let me tell you what I think will happen in the year 2010. I think you'll have...
Exactly. Because what you have to realize is that you have specialty features with specialty people.
Right.
Well, listen, it's been a real honor speaking to you. Of course, a lot of people call me up looking for advice. What would you tell the youth of today trying to someday... be a chancellor or a chucker?
Well, I think both of us, you and I, and all the other people who are successful, deal in words and language, and the essential basic thing that you do, Chuck, and that I do at NBC is words.
I couldn't agree with you more. And as you always say, that's the way it is.
Okay, Chuck.
Well, thank you again, sir. Anytime you're in town, you just look us up, because, hey, you know, you and I got a lot in common, and we share a common ground.
Thank you very much.
The one and only John the Chancellor.
Okay.
It's Power 92 Radio.